Track 6. Welcome to the Sports Desk, where the headlines this week tell of a shock defeat for Glass Boys in the league, while Starbridge Rugby continue their very strong start to the season. Starbridge Football Club, the Glass Boys, may have made it through to the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup and had been challenging for league leadership in the Evo Stick Northern Premier League, but they stepped on a real banana skin in Saturday's match at the Memorial Ground. What made defeat even worse, their opponents were the team who, until Saturday, occupied the very bottom place in the league table and, heaping humiliation on the home side, come from just along the road. Yes, none other than local rivals Halesowen Town. I was saying only last week what a poor start to the season Halesowen had made. Saturday's tie had "home banker" written all over it. What on earth went wrong? A crowd of well over 2,000 people had turned up to watch, by far the biggest attendance in the league last weekend, but they left disappointed after a lacklustre display by the home side. Halesowen were almost gifted two first-half goals by defensive lapses, and Starbridge were always struggling after that. Ryan Rowe did pull one goal back for the home side in the second half, but the team could still not put together any really constructive moves, and Halesowen's defence had a relatively relaxed afternoon. I hope that loss won't prey on the team's mind as they prepare for Saturday's FA Cup fourth qualifying round tie against Macclesfield. At least they don't have a midweek league fixture this week to distract them. Macclesfield currently sit right at the top of the National League. That's the fifth level of soccer in England, just below League Two. But Glass Boys have a history of defeating sides from that level in the Cup. They disposed of Northampton Town from League Two in last year's competition. Of one thing you can be sure, the Memorial Ground will be packed to the rafters on Saturday afternoon for the second Saturday running. I hope to bring good news on next week's report. None of the Midland senior clubs in the top leagues had a fixture on Saturday due to a weekend of World Cup qualifying matches, of which more in a moment, but Walsall were in action in League One at home to the league leader Shrewsbury. This ended in a 1-1 draw, which was quite creditable from Walsall's point of view, since the Shrews remain the only unbeaten club among the top four divisions of English football. Next year's World Cup will take place in Russia, and national teams all over the world have been fighting it out for a qualifying place to take part. In Europe, the final group games took place over last week and the weekend. England had gone through the qualifying competition without losing a game and were virtually certain to be in Russia next year, but they made sure with two 1-0 victories, first versus Slovenia at Wembley last Thursday, and then by the same score in an away match in Lithuania on Sunday. Both of these matches were about as electrifying as the scorelines suggest, and the sports pages in the press have been highly critical of the team, their manager Gareth Southgate, and especially of their prospects when the main tournament gets going next summer. But whatever may be said of the team, England have at least made certain of taking part, which is more than can be said of all the other home nations. Scotland were in the same qualifying group as England, against whom they lost 3-0 at Wembley last year and achieved a 2-2 draw when they met in the return fixture at Hampden Park. The Scots began to do better as the qualifying tournament progressed, but their early failures left them too much to do at the end, and they needed to win their final match, away to Slovenia on Sunday, to take part in a playoff contest. That match ended 2-2 and the Scots were out. Wales and the Irish Republic also found themselves in the same group as each other, and qualifying for a playoff position came down to their final fixture against each other in Cardiff on Monday evening. A 1-0 win for the Irish saw them into the playoffs for a possible appearance in Russia next year. Wales will be spending the summer at home. With Northern Ireland, they had their earlier form in the qualifying tournament to thank for a place in the playoffs, for they finished poorly, losing their final two matches against Germany and Norway last week. However, they ended a strong second in their qualifying group and have earned a place in the playoffs. I can't say I've been inspired by the preliminaries for the 2018 World Cup so far. Changing the subject, Starbridge Rugby travel all the way up to the northeast on Saturday to face Bladon. The Northumbrian side had made a poor start to the season with only one win from their first five league matches, while Starbridge were oozing confidence with five wins out of five. These expectations were fully justified on the pitch as the afternoon developed, but the early impetus lay with the home side. Indeed, the first half belonged almost as much to Bladon as to Starbridge. The hosts scored first with a penalty, A Stourbridge try was matched by one from Bladen, and the visitors required a penalty try, awarded by the referee after a series of infringements, to savour a half-time lead of 14 points to 8. However, as the match progressed through the second half, the inexperienced and lightweight home side were pushed back and back, had no answers to Stourbridge's scrimmaging power, and conceded four more tries to produce a final score of Bladen 11, Stourbridge 40. Another bonus point earned by the club, and that was the third time in four away matches this season in which Stourbridge have reached the 40-point mark. And in the fourth match, they scored 38. The team remain top of the league table with a visit from Huddersfield this coming Saturday, but a word of warning. Before local fans get too carried away, Stourbridge have yet to face any of the better teams in the league, based on results thus far. From the end of this month through to December, there are a series of fixtures against the teams who are likely to be in and around the league title challengers by the end of the season. We'll probably have a more realistic picture in, say, about 6 weeks' time. The Stourbridge Lions Amateur Club didn't have a fixture on Saturday, but they will be hosting Rugby Lions this coming weekend on the same day as the senior club host Huddersfield. It's going to be a busy old day at Stourton Park. Let's hope it'll be crowned with success for both clubs. It's very nearly the end of a long speedway season for the Wolverhampton Wolves, and the final action takes place this week with home and away fixtures for the club in the final of the Knockout Cup competition. I'll let you know how they got on next week. But of course, last week they were concentrating on another final, the League Championship decider against Swindon. You may remember that last week I reported that Wolves had surprised everyone, possibly even including themselves, by winning the first leg of that final at the Swindon track by a four-point margin, a slender margin which they had to defend in the second leg at Monmore Green last Wednesday. Wolves were still minus their two stars, Freddie Lindgren and Jacob Torsell, injured previously, and reportedly watching the final on television from their hospital beds. Unfortunately, their moral support proved not quite enough. Having won the away leg by 4 points, Wolves lost the return match by 5, and thus Swindon were the champions by a single point. The second leg at Wolverhampton was nip and tuck all the way through. Swindon established an early lead. Wolves came back and were 8 points to the good at one point, but Swindon in turn roared back and did enough to establish a single-point aggregate lead with the final heat to come. To retain the championship trophy which they won last year, Wolves riders needed to finish at least first and third in that final heat, but they could only manage first and fourth. That meant the points from the heat were shared equally between the teams, and Swindon thus won the championship trophy by a single point in the aggregate over the two legs. The future is looking bleaker for the Cradley Heathens Speedway team. The local press last week carries news that the club may fold. For the past several seasons, they've raced their home fixtures either at the track of the Birmingham Brummies at Perry Bar or at the Monmore Green home of the Wolves. In 2018, the leagues are likely to expand, which will mean both the Birmingham and Wolverhampton clubs will have more home matches of their own, leaving less opportunity for Heathens to share. There had been hopes of Heathens seeking planning permission for a track of their own in Sandwell, but these seem to be dying as well. Last weekend saw the latest action in the Formula One motor racing calendar, the Japanese Grand Prix, won by the surging Lewis Hamilton for the Mercedes team, while the decline of Ferrari and their leading driver, Sebastian Vettel, continued. The German driver retired from the fray with mechanical trouble, which leaves Hamilton 59 points ahead of his rival in this year's Drivers' Championship. Vettel, who had been leading the championship during the first half of the season, is no longer even assured of finishing second, as Valtteri Bottas, Hamilton's teammate at Mercedes, now lies not far behind him after finishing fourth in Sunday's race. Vettel had retired early in the race after only four laps, but Hamilton did not immediately have things all his own way. Verstappen, driving the Red Bull car, held an early lead, and Hamilton had one or two others to contend with until he finally got clear and sailed to the finish. With only four more races due until the end of the season, that 59-point lead looks fairly certain to land him the title. And next action will be the US Grand Prix at the end of the month. And that's also the end of this week's Sport Report. I'll be back with you next time, but until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.